Daily Light, March the 12th, morning. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. No one has ever seen God. The only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. By your favour, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Oh, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6, 25 and 26. John 1, 18. Hebrews 1, 3. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. Psalm 31, 16 and 17. Psalm 30, 7. Psalm 89, 15. Psalm 29, 11. Matthew 14, 27. Daily Light, March the 12th, evening. What pleases him? And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. Your adorning, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, in God's sight is very precious. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. What pleases him? 1 John 3:22 and Hebrews 11:6, Romans 8:8, Psalm 149:4, 1 Peter 2:19 and 20, 1 Peter 3:4, Psalm 50, 23, Psalm 69, 30 and 31, and Romans 12, verse 1.